Well, I can sound that right off the bat. Hallelujah. Yeah. Richard will help you. You just sing. You can fall right in behind me.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are the dust. The worm in all the world. The angels beck on me. From heaven's open door. And I can't come home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, I know I have no friend like you.
Ten, singing for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Y'all got another one? Is that it? All right. What's that?
They could sing
Heavenly Sunlight. So you got a request there to sing Heavenly Sunlight if you want to do it. Five and ten, singing for Jesus. Praise the Lord.
When I was little, I sang.
Amen. I'm just proud of you out and be, honey. 5 and 10 years old, singing for Jesus.
Walking in sunlight, all of my journey. Over the mountains, through the deep hills, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, what in my soul is glory divine.
his praises, Jesus is mine. Out of the mouths of a 5 and a 10-year-old. Praise the Lord. You want to do some congregation singing, Brother Melvin?
They want to.
Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but if you didn't get a blessing out of that, your wood's wet. Man, that's wonderful. Hallelujah. Appreciate these young girls sharing that singing with us. Amen. What you got there, but what?
Eddie, here's the same bass.
What number is it?
Actually, 62. 62?
Yeah.
He's bigger than the same bass, maybe he can have
it. Oh, that blessed rock of ages.
Rock of ages, I am
God in that, dear Lord in me.
Dear Lord in thee, I'm trusting.
Keep me till my journey's ended.
Journey's ended, keep me
till thy blessed face I see. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages.
Rock of ages,
the blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages,
storm around me rages,
what the rages have found me. Keep me when the storm clouds gather,
storm clouds gather, keep me
till the sun comes shining through,
the shining through the shadow.
Keep me till my work is over.
Work is over, keep me
till I bid this world adieu. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages.
Rock of ages, hide me
till that blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages,
around me rages, blessed
rock of ages, hide thou me. When my journey is completed,
is completed, Savior,
and there's no more work to do,
no work to do, oh blessed
Savior, guide my weary spirit,
weary spirit to that I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages,
blessed
rock of ages, hide
thou
me.
Amen. What's a blessing?
You done good on that bass there, didn't you?
Amen.
That's a good message in that song right there.
Sure enough.
Yeah, funny. Let's see. 121 Heaven Jubilee. It's going to be a jubilee.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when this saints shall rise. shall gladly rise. Oh, what glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior yonder in the sky. See that now I almost see all the saints day rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be. All the living saints to fly to that jubilee. What a way of singing, singing. What a way of shouting, shouting. On that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. What a day of glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah, glory.
When we
meet our blessed Savior yonder in the skies.
When with
all that heavenly host we begin to sing. Singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Raising Christ to ages long, heaven's jubilee. What a day of singing, singing. What a day of shouting, shouting.
On that
happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. What a day of glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah, glory.
When we
meet our blessed Savior yonder in the sky.
Boy, it is going to be a jubilee. It's going to be in heaven, amen. 60. That's a good place to have one. What you got, brother?
63. We don't hardly ever have good music here like
this. Amen. Heaven told me tonight, he said, we'll sing for an hour and you preach for an hour. I said, sounds good to me, brother.
We might not have nobody left if we get that sound. Let's see.
I like this song.
Heaven. Play now. Get up a little high on this. South side of the camera, sunrise. Say, yep, get that page right there. To be here, up here sometime, but this sun, the sunrise coming in.
Amen. Pilgrims for Jesus in a lowland of sin, hoping that we at last a life crown may win. Serving the Master through the morning are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty makes the shadows complete. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Stranger,
but happy in His finger today.
Amen.
Trust in our Lord and Savior always. Serving the Master through the noontime are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Makes the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Weary
and footsore ere the battle is won, trust in the promise and we'll hear His well done. Serving the Master all the evening are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Heavenly beauty makes the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Let's give Brother Eddie a hand, dude.
I'm looking over here, I actually thought we had more ladies up here than we did. When they sung their part there, I thought, man, we've gained number here tonight. Actually, I thought Emmeline was up here with them, and they sounded so good. And the singing's always good when it's from the heart. And I got Brother Richard, my brother here tonight. He don't get to come by as often as I'd like for him to. I like them to sing as many as...
What are you saying? Give me a tell me.
Oh, you sing The Lighthouse right off the bat. And that's my favorite right there. The world don't understand about The Lighthouse, but I'm glad I do.
Amen. He's talking about the rain earlier. I'll go ahead and say this, and I'll hush. You know, I thought back in the middle of the week, I took off a few days to try to get some things done, and of course, you know what happened.
Same here, brother.
But I didn't complain. I wanted to complain, but I got to think about last year. You know, I was hauling water from my garden, 100 degree plus weather, and you know, and wondering if my pasture is going to hold out till winter. So before I had to start feeding hay, and so you know, I got to thinking, you know, he's the master of the wind.
Bless you, Brother Richard. Bless you, brother. Yeah.
He knows. I don't, but he knows. There's a lighthouse on a hilltop that overlooks life's sea. When the storms reach high, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkest nights will safely lead me home. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse,
glory,
it still shines upon the hill. I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, that I might be seen.
Glory.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would the shield be? Now everybody that lives around me, they say tear the lighthouse down. You know the big ships don't pass this way. There's no need of it standing round. But then my mind goes back to the stormy night when just in time I saw the light, just the light from that old lighthouse. It still shines upon the hill. I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, He has shown His light around me, that I might give His name. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this year be? Oh, if it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this year be?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Richard. I was on the internet one day just doing work, and I kind of tried to keep up with things going on. And one thing I noticed on there was the lighthouses were for sale. The government had decided that they didn't want to keep them up no more. They were auctioning off, and some was going as little as $3,000. I mean, you own a lighthouse. Some of them were on an isolated island, and you could actually own the island, own the lighthouse for literally pennies. So I thought about the real lighthouse And the purpose of the lighthouse is to help in trouble. And I don't know how they're going to operate without those lighthouses, but they are auctioning them off, and they're being sold as we speak. Several of them have already been sold. I mean, just breathtaking beauty. Hang another couple there, brother.
I'll do this. This is a song that's sung here a few times, but it just, if there was a song, it's me. This is it.
Yes.
Wide raging river, trusting that I'd get across. I've made my way through some valleys and deserts, believe me, I'd never get lost. I've stood at the foot of what seemed like Mount Everest, knowing I'd have the strength for the climb. It's through every trial, each test and temptation, there's one thing that's sure every time. Over and over, again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again, and again through it all, He makes me able to stand and survive, to come through alive.
Woo!
But it sure looked like I couldn't win.
Bless you, brother.
Jesus is with me.
Amen. Bless you, brother Richard. Hallelujah. Couldn't have been a better song.
You may ask me why I have no hesitation. God does what He says He will.
Amen.
Why, I simply say every trial has taught me there's nothing He won't help me through.
Amen.
So why should I dwell on the hardships and struggles, but I look just beyond them, I see.
Amen.
Oh, the way this will mend is with great celebration, and deep in my heart I believe.
Amen.
Over and over again and again, God
says,
again through it all, He makes me able to stand and survive, to come through life, but sure look like I could win. Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again. Stand and survive, I'll come through life with you, my God. Jesus is with me.
Amen.
So I'll claim the victory over and over again.
Amen.
You tell me.
I can't think of one. He couldn't have done it better than that right there. I'll tell you right now, he just sung my message tonight. Hey, man, that's got God all over. Hallelujah. Yeah.
That fits about everybody, don't
it? That's what I got on my roof yesterday. God put these shingles on. Between the lane. Right here. Couldn't have fucking sit there for
this old house I'm living in. In need of repair. The windows and the doors, they don't keep out the cold, cold air. I say to myself, I
gonna fix all when I get time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately I've got leaving on my mind. Seems that's all I'm thinking most of the time. Soon, very soon I'll leave this troubled world behind. But lately I've been leaving, leaving on my mind. Now listen, well I guess well, I guess I should be looking for a better place to live. I just can't get excited about this world and all it can give. I couldn't care less. I could buy it all with a solid cherry dime. 'Cause what good would the world do me, leaving on my mind? Lately, I've got leaving on my mind. Seems that's all I'm thinking now, most of the time. Lately I've got leaving on my mind. Lately I've got leaving on my mind.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Tell you what, the Bible said, in an hour we think not, the Son of Man's coming, we come. When he comes, we're waiting. Amen. I'm ready, buddy. I've made it ready. And my bags are packed. Reservations done been made. My citizenship's in heaven. Bible said where he is. Praise God, that's where we'll be. Glory to God. Well, I appreciate the singing tonight. And I sure hate to take a good service like that and tear it all to pieces with preaching, but I got a message here tonight. 1 Kings chapter 17. If you want to be getting your good old King James Bible out there and opening up to 1 Kings chapter number 17. We'll be taking our text from there. I'll be preaching what's called expository type preaching tonight. And I appreciate those girls singing. Appreciate Brother Richard singing. Man, I enjoy good singing. And I believe it's been good tonight. Amen. Yeah. 1 Kings chapter 17. And I've had this on my heart for quite some time. And feel like tonight, and I do say that, feel like tonight this is a message the Lord would have us to preach tonight. I told him this morning that I've been chasing of the Lord all week long. And the good thing about it is I finally realized that's what was going on. Now, last Saturday, God told me to do something. And I was about like Jonah concerning Nineveh. I mean, I didn't tell the Lord I wouldn't do it, but I didn't put no feet on the matter. And I was dragging my feet. And Monday morning, I had something to happen, and I never really put much thought to it. And I got down in my back, and I thought, well, no problem. I mean, I get down my back from time to time. I'm just like everybody else. I'm not superhuman. I'm just human. And, you know, me and my wife, we know what to do. I get down my back, hit the bed, and put a little heat on and all that. Well, we done that. And it didn't dismiss. It increased. It just kept increasing more and more. Well, I went ahead. I only had to work 3 days this week. I went ahead, I mean just upon the death as far as pain, I took my whooping Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, working with like a sword stuck in right here. But Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I've been off. And I thought, I got it made now. Well, I couldn't sleep. And I don't take medicine very much, but I took pain pills Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Still couldn't shake it. But on Saturday, Saturday afternoon, it was made apparently aware to me. And actually, it was kind of bittersweet that God was chastening me because He told me to do something last Saturday, Emmeline. And I wasn't stubborn, it's just I wasn't putting no feet on what He told me to do. Now, I am going to do it. Don't get me wrong. But the Lord is bigger than us, certainly greater than us. And what He told me, this is part my fault. When He told me what He told me that Saturday, I was out in a plowed field, and I thought it might have been a whim of my own that in my mind that I entertained this conversation. Therefore, I'm like, oh, Gideon, I said, Lord, I need a fleece so I can know this is You, not me. Well, make a long story short, it wasn't the fleece I was thinking about, but I've been through it this week. And like I said, I've been on heat pads, got patches on my back, and man taking medicine. But finally, God got it through my thick head that He's been dealing with me about my reluctance to do what He told me to do. Now, I'm going to do it now. It still may not be enjoyable, but I will tell you one thing. I'm going to put the monkey on somebody else's back. It's been on my back now for 7 days, and I don't really want to elaborate on it. I may elaborate on it later. But as of right now, it's kind of a bittersweet thing. I do know I have been chastened of the Lord. And one of the things that happened in that chastening was a guy called me from Indiana about a boat I had listed for sale. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't want to sell the boat. But I priced it, and he said, I'll tell you what, he said, I'll give $1,800 for that at price for $2,000. And I said, we're talking about cash. He said, yes. And I said, okay, you bring cash, I'll take that. And he said, now I'm coming from Indiana. And he said, there's two things I need. He said, I need to have everything ready. But another thing, he said, in Indiana, they require us to license the trailer. I'll need a bill of sale for the trailer also. And I said, I'll get that done. He told me how. I got all that done. And on that Friday, when he showed up, about a 3.5 hour drive from down below Owensboro, Kentucky, coming up that way to my house, when he got to the house, it was like somebody over top of us with a bucket of water pouring it out. And he wanted to hear the boat run. And I have to admit, we could have picked a better day, but he just turned around and drove back. Well, I went from a little bit of a high to an all-time low, and I went back there and fell across my bed, and I said, okay, I'm ready to listen. That's when I realized that God was chastening me. Y'all's life may not be like that. Preachers are weird people, and I'm probably the weirdest of the weird when it comes to that statement I just said, but I am able to somehow finally receive instruction. Proverbs chapter 24, I think it's verse 32, said, I looked upon it and I received instruction. Well, that's exactly what I did. I finally realized, and even though I was still hurting to some degree, I don't mind it now because I know why I'm hurting. And I didn't have to go through all this. I could have done what the Lord told me to do on that Saturday and avoided all this. Maybe you're in the same category. But Richard picked out the right song tonight. And I'll tell you what, his song goes right along with the message tonight. 1 Kings chapter number 17. I'll go ahead and read these 16 verses here, but I'm going to be preaching expository, which means I'll be expounding upon these verses. But 1 Kings chapter 17, starting in verse 1, and it said, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these years, but according to my word. Now, God's in charge of the rain. We're talking about that. But He said by the word, 3.5 years, not one drop. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence. Sometimes God tells you what to do. Well, Elijah did what God told him what to do, but I was a little reluctant. But the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose, went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of the sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Now it's a drought. It ain't rained. I don't know what the time period is here, but I know it didn't rain for 3.5 years, and he's asking for a scarce commodity. He says, Bring me, I pray, or fetch me, I pray, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Now we'll stop our reading right there. I'm certainly going to comment on some more verses. Go to God in prayer. I'm going to preach tonight on God provides. Amen. That's what Brother Richard talked about tonight. Lord, He stand before us. I'll tell you, He's called Lord because He takes care of what's His. Now, He's God in creation, but He's Lord in taking care of what belongs to Him. He's the Lord. Father, we love You tonight. Lord, I desire more than anything Your help. Lord, You've always been gracious to bless and help, and for that I give You praise. But Lord, even tonight, Lord, I pray You'll make this message, Lord, real in our heart. Lord, in the day and hour we're living in, Father, Lord, I don't know how much faith is left, but I do know our faith's been tried. I know, Lord, hearing men of God preach that people are giving up and falling by the wayside. Lord, a thorn in the towel. Lord, I know the Bible talks about in the last days that it'll be perilous times, and Lord, it'll be troubles and trials and tribulation, and it'll ever many a wax cold. And I do pray, dear Father, tonight, Lord, that You'd stir our hearts. Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, Lord, strengthen our hearts by the Word of God. Open our eyes tonight that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what man can do unto me. Lord, I pray, dear Father, tonight, even for myself, that Lord, You'd encourage me tonight and help me, Lord, tonight to realize that You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, I pray You'll help us, Lord, to put more faith in You and more confidence in You. Lord, I'm willing to believe You for those such things as we have need of. And we'll praise You and thank You in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. We read this scripture tonight. Lord, put this on my heart. And in this scripture tonight, you hear God's plan. Now, in verse number 1, Elijah proclaims a drought. Now that drought, that also affects the things that grow. And you'll find that in your Bible, all through your Bible, there were famines in the land. There was a famine in the book of Ruth that caused Naomi and her husband and her two sons to leave the land of Israel and go down into the land of Moab. And it wasn't a good decision. Matter of fact, she came out without a husband and without two sons. And sometimes in a famine, we'll make decisions that may not be for our best interest. She'd been better off to stay there in the land of Israel there. I'm telling the land of Jerusalem there. But they went. She obeyed her husband, went down there, and he died. Her two sons died. And I'll tell you what, here she is. She said, "Don't call me Naomi no more. Call me Myra, for the Lord has dealt bitterly with me." She said, "I don't understand, but I do know one thing. Buddy, I'm telling you, I've been chasing a God." Amen. And I tell you, there's a famine in the land that caused Jacob to go down to Israel. But he went down there, not to Israel, but to Egypt. When he went down there, he found that his son Joseph had been exalted to a throne that was right below Pharaoh. And he got to see his son Joseph that he thought was dead. And I tell you what, boy, there's a blessing in that famine. There was a famine also caused Abraham to go down to Egypt. I believe we're living in a day when there's not as much. I think there's just so many slices to a pie. And thanks to technology and greed and all that stuff, some have got much and some have got little. But I want you to know, even when you got little, God can help you. Amen. And in this story tonight, there's a woman in this story. She's not got a lot. She just got a little. But little is much when God's in it. Amen. But here, God's proclaiming by the Word of God through this prophet of God, because of the sins of Ahab and Israel, He's proclaiming there's going to be a 3.5 year drought. But in that 3.5 year drought, the Bible said in verse number 2 that the word of the Lord came unto him. I'm glad God's got plans.
Amen.
When problems come.
Amen.
Sister Molly. And in this case, the plans were obeyed. I wish I'd obeyed the Lord last Saturday. I'm learning. I'm not quite. I graduated. I wish I could say that I've completely yielded in every way to whatever God beckons me to do, but I'm still a little stubborn. I didn't realize I was this stubborn, but I'm coming around. I then found out I ain't nothing but clay. He's the potter. I'm just flesh. I'm telling you, buddy, He's my Father. But you know, last night, even at the prayer meeting, the brother last night read Psalms 103, yeah, and I prayed that same prayer that He remembers our frame, that we're but dust, and as a Father fills His children, He has mercy on us. Man, oh man, I'm glad God has got a plan for His children. The drought is going, it's not going to go away. It's going to be a while. I mean, we're talking about troublesome times out here, filling men's hearts with fear. But I want you to know God had a plan. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah saying, "Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan." I want you to know God didn't just have a plan, but that plan was obeyed. And the Bible said in verse 5, well, verse 4, God said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you." He said, "I've commanded the ravens to feed thee there, and thou shalt drink of the brook." Verse 5 says, so he went and did according to the word of the Lord. I believe that's what we need to do. We just need to do according to the word of the Lord. I tell you right now, we need to find out in this day and hour we're living in. I don't think the days of harvest are ever going to come again. We're just going to glean a little here, glean a little there. But I'll tell you one thing we need to do. We need to do what the Word of God says. I'll tell you what, not be hearers, James said, but be doers. Amen. We need to be doing what God says. Amen. God's always got a plan. Amen. And in that plan, if He's your Lord, you're included. Amen. And He's a prophet. And the plan of God was for Him to go to this book. And the Bible said He went and did according to the Word of the Lord. The Bible said that while he was there, God fed him with bread and flesh. One preacher said he took steaks off Ahab's, and ravens took them steaks off Ahab's table and brought them to this preacher. And I've heard a lot of messages on this. It's not no new message. But I'll tell you one thing, it's a good message. He said, Ahab, he had a big stake there and turned his head, and the raven swooped down there and get that stake and take it down to Eliza. And Lord, Eliza said, thank you, Lord. I wasn't really thinking about steak tonight, but it'd be all right for me. Bring him a big hunk of bread. And then he got that brook there to drink from. Man, he had steak and bread every day. Fresh bread from the table. Fresh steaks from the table of Ahab the king. Verse 7 says it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. You know, even though the plan of God's obeyed, problems still arise. And these problems were known to God. And I'll tell you what, verse number 7, when that brook dried up, the word of the Lord, verse 8, said it came to him again. I'm glad, praise God, even though we obey the plan of God, when problems arise, God's got a plan. And the word of the Lord, verse 8, came unto him again, saying, arise, and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Jesus made a comment about this widow. And he said, of all the widows that were in Israel, that God sent Elijah to this widow woman right here. And man, they got mad at that statement there. But I want you to know this prophet, he done what God said. And I tell you what provision was proclaimed from God, verse 8 and 9. He said, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And again, he obeyed the plan of God. Verse 10 said he arose and went to Zarephath. But now, God does things a little bit different than you and I think. I mean, you'd think he'd send her to the wealthiest woman in the land. You'd think he'd send her to a woman that had plenty, that he'd send her to a woman, you know, that said, come on in, I got enough for all of us. You'll be all right. I've got it laid up for years to come. But he sent her to a poor widow woman. I'm not Elijah, but I can imagine in his mind, Lord, are you sure? This widow woman, she ain't got but just a handful of meal and a little old cruise of oil. And Emmeline, it didn't really look like he was going to eat all that much here. I'm telling you, at first glance, he probably thought, I'm not sure if God's realizing she's out of a meal. She's out of oil. But I tell you what, buddy, he went anyway, obeyed the plan. And when he got down there, he noticed the poverty of this widow. She had not plenty, but little. Verses 10 through 12. And he found the widow just like God said. But he found out, buddy, all she had was a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And her statement was, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in. That's a small fire, two sticks. And dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. And the poverty of this widow, it may have worked on Elijah a little bit about, you know, obeying God. But I'll tell you what, also it worked on this widow too. She said, you know, thine handmaid has not. She's kind of saying, I can't help you. She's saying, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. You know, I can't, never could get anything done. And I've looked at life like this right here. God's never operated like I thought He would operate. I mean, He told Gideon, He said, you got too many. And little David, I mentioned him this morning about standing up against Goliath. God took a little boy and brought a giant down. But one of the men of the Bible I like to read about is Jonathan, Saul's son. And as a young boy, he told his armor bearer, he said, come on, ain't no restraint with God. And they got up and mowed Philistine like you mow grass. They fell down in front of them. But it was because a little boy said there's no restraint with God. And God sent 10 spies in to spy the promised land. And only 2 come out. And he said, let us go at once, for God will deliver it in our hand. We'd be more than able to take the land. And you know, it's always that little that God works through. But the other 8, they wouldn't compromise. They all died, and many died with them. But this I can't. She says, I don't really even have enough for me and my son. But I want you to know, her obedience brought forth the blessing that we find In verse 15 and 16, the Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice. Sometimes God will put it on you to do something that when you look at it, it'll look like it's an impossibility. You'll say, I can't do that. I remember in the book of Ruth, there was one that was in line for the inheritance above... I can't think of his name, the kinsman redeemer there. I could have said it just then and dropped it again. But the one that Ruth went to, I can't think of his name, but there was one in line closer kin than him, and he said, I can't lest I mire my inheritance. And I tell you what, allowed him to step up and take the kinsman redeemer, and he was able to marry Ruth. And I tell you what, praise God, I'm glad one of them didn't have no faith in God. He said, I can't lest I mire my inheritance. But the other one, brother, he didn't think twice about it. He married this Moabitess Ruth. And you know, sometimes you'll have to step out on faith. I've heard it said that faith will scare you to death, but it never lets you down. But in this widow's test, she said, I can't. I don't have enough for me and my son. But her obedience brought forth the blessing of God that brought out in verse 15. Said she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not. Neither did the cruiser all fail according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Sometimes, buddy, just better off to say, as the Lord lives, I'll do it. And life's like that. Man, where would be faith if we didn't have challenges? Where would be faith if we had abundance instead of a lack? But I'll tell you what, little is much when God's in it. God was in this thing. And even though she didn't really have enough to make him one, when she obeyed God, made him one, kind of pictures paying tithes. You know, she gave her tithes. All of a sudden she had more than she knew what to do with. And they ate many days on that barrel of meal. There was just a handful in there. But that handful, the Bible said, to eat many days. It's kind of like Jesus taking them two small fishes and then five barley loaves and fed a multitude. About 3,000 men or 5,000 men or something like that, besides women and children, there's 12 baskets of fragments left over. I'll tell you what, buddy, little as much when God's in it, amen. But I'll tell you what, she went ahead and died what didn't look like possible. She went ahead and obeyed, amen. And her obedience brought forth a blessing, amen. That widow was tested, and you'll be tested. Life's full of things like this right here. I mean, in my life, even this week, I have to admit, I've been tested. I didn't pass the test, but I'll tell you one thing, I did finally realize I was being tested. I told you I've been chasing this week. There ain't nobody's fault but mine. And I'll tell you what, if I had any faith at all, if I'd even had the faith of this widow, that Saturday when me and Donnie's out there hunting arrowheads out there, Bobby, and I told him, the Lord speaking to me down there, telling me what to do, if I'd had any faith at all, I'd have went that day and done what the Lord told me to do. But I'll tell you what, I can't make no boast, this widow had more faith than I did. This would have done what I didn't do. Man, she went ahead and done it. I didn't. I went through 7 days of, you know what? Because I wouldn't do it. I'm going to do it. I promise you that. I'm putting wings on instead of feet on it now. I'm in a hurry to do it. But not only was this widow tested, but also this prophet was tested. I told you I was going to read on a little further. And this widow, tell you what, buddy, she passed her test. This prophet was also tested. Verse 17, you know what? Here they are, right in the middle of this drought. I mean, here their poverty is so obvious. I mean, they just not got enough. And yet God's blessing makes it enough. And here they are, and they're eating on it many days. No doubt they're rejoicing. No doubt they're enjoying the blessings of God. It said the barrel of meal wasted not. Neither did the cruse all fall according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. But I want you to know, right in the middle of them blessings, trouble can come. Verse 17 said, it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. This didn't make no sense at all. It's almost like God threw this in there just so he could make a point. It's kind of like what I went through this week, sore trials. It's kind of good that I went through that. I believe that preaches a whole lot better tonight. But right in the middle of these blessings, I mean, here they are. I mean, the barrel of meal's not wasting. The cruise oil's not failing. And they're eating. And I'm saying, what better? They're probably praising God and having a big time. Right in the middle of that, her son falls sick. And there was no breath left in him. That means he's dead. Verse 18, she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee? Now, when your son dies, all of a sudden you start being a little critical. She's being a little critical of Elijah here. She's speaking without any reservation here. And she says to him, what have I to do with thee, thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. Now I want you to know this prophet wasn't, he didn't have this in the plans. This just hit him. And sometimes, buddy, right in the middle of prosperity and blessings, you'll have a situation like this. Life don't always make no sense. Man, Margaret was talking a little bit for the service tonight, and we were kind of relating on a couple of situations that don't make no sense. And I told her, I said, one day we'll understand.
Amen.
But sometimes you have a situation like this, it just don't make no sense. I mean, right in the middle of the blessing, here this boy just falls out and ain't no breath left in him. And of course, she and I, we both, in our role, we both had a child, you know, called out to God. And her son, my daughter, both of us, the Bible said, knowing the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren. And she and I, we got a wound in there and it'll never heal. There's a place in there, buddy, that God one day will, He'll make it right. Right now, buddy, we're at loss with regard to, I want to hold my daughter. She wants to hold her son and hear this with her. Buddy, she's come down this prophet. He don't know what to do. And he says, give me thy son. And he took him, carried him up there and laid him on his own bed. Verse 20 said, he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon about the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. That means this boy's dead. He said, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah and the soul of the child coming to him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. Boy, she is probably greatly encouraged to know her boy was alive. Look at this last verse here. And the woman said unto Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Last thing here, the praise was given to God. I mean, this test of this prophet, no doubt he was in his mind, what's God doing? Why is God doing this? And what am I to do? I can see his frantic actions here. I mean, he's crying, he's praying, Lord, restore this son back to his mother. I'll tell you one thing I know about God. He's not the God of the dead.
Amen.
He's the God of the living. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said in Adam, all die. In Christ, all live.
Amen.
I don't even go to the graveside of my daughter. Ain't no sense of going there. Why seek the living among the dead? I don't hold it against nobody that goes to the graveside. But I'll tell you right now, I know where my daughter is. Amen. I can tell you right now, I can tell you where Margaret's son is. Amen. Up there, praise God. It ain't like it is down here. Up there, they don't worry. Up there, they don't work. There's rest, the Bible said, for the people of God. And the Bible said it's a glorious rest. And I'll tell you what, glory to God, I'm looking forward to being where she is. I'm looking forward to looking upon her again, just like Margaret's looking forward to looking upon her son again. But I'm glad there's a God in heaven that the Bible said He's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And I'll tell you right now, David said about his little boy, he said, where he is, I'll go, but where I am, he cannot come again. I'm glad there's a God that can do things like that, amen. He's the God of living, glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, I'll tell you, there ain't no grave plots in heaven. There ain't no tombstones. There ain't no hospitals. There ain't no morgues. Down here, boy, we've made some poor choices. The Bible said by one man, death entered into the world. That's a poor choice. We make poor choices from time to time. But I'm glad God made a choice for us. The Bible said, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad He made a choice to come down here and correct our wrong. Come down here and make the wrong right. Come down here, glory to God, and take away our sin and give us an eternal home, an eternal abode, that where they are, we can sojourn. Amen. The Bible said, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that they which sleep in Christ Jesus will God bring with Him when He comes. The Bible said at the sound of the last trump, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. I'm glad, praise God, that God's got a plan. He had a plan for Elijah. He had a plan for that widow. He had a plan for her son. I'm glad He's got a plan for you and me. And everything's going according to plan, Brother Anthony. I didn't plan on being chastised this week, but I'm kind of glad I was, because it let me know that I'm His. The Bible said, whom the Lord loves, He chastens. I mentioned that last night. Now last Saturday, I told the men last Saturday, I said, y'all pray for me. God's put something on my heart to do, and it's not going to be something easy, and I need prayer. And them men did pray for me. Last Saturday night, which was last night, I said, men, thank you for praying for me. I've been through chastisement all week long, and it's finally starting to make some sense. And I was telling them a little bit about what I shared with you, and one of the men there said, y'all pray for me. He said, I think I'm being chastened by the Lord too. Amen. I'm glad for that kind of God. He got my attention yesterday afternoon. Nothing that happened this week made any sense till yesterday afternoon. And it wasn't like an easy thing. I mean, buddy, it's kind of like running into a wall. And when you finally get up, you see the wall. But I'm glad, praise God, that God's got a plan. And in His plan, God provides. He provides such things as we have need of. The Bible said, out of His riches and glory. I can't explain God. If I could, He wouldn't be God. The Bible said He's the invisible God. The Bible said He made all things, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the atheists, they're not going to believe unless they can see, like Thomas, that wasn't there when Jesus showed up, resurrected from the dead, and showed Himself to His disciples, and Thomas wasn't with them. Then Thomas come back, and they said, the Lord was here. And he said, I ain't going to believe it unless I see with my own eyes the nail prints in His hand and thrust my hand in His side. I won't believe. And Jesus showed up just for Thomas. And He said, Thomas, reach here with thy finger and put your finger in the nail hole in my hand and thrust your hand in my side. Be not faithless, but believe. And Thomas said, my Lord, my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, because you've seen, buddy, you believed. He said, blessed are those that believe without seeing. That's faith, Richard. We believe without seeing. We believe God. We trust Him. We take His Word as the Word of God. And we live by faith. And the Bible said, without faith we can't please Him. And if any man draw back, He said his soul would have no pleasure in him. But I'll tell you what, we need more faith. And faith comes from the Word of God. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, one thing I believe this nation needs is more faith in God. I know this nation's in trouble. I can tell by looking at the news, amen. There's only one thing to help this nation. That's a trust in the plan of God. I'll tell you right now, God had this day already in His plan. There don't nothing happen to God by what's a coincidence or chance. He's got everything planned out.
Amen.
Man, He's even got the hairs on my head number. There ain't that many. I could probably number myself. But glory to God, He knew the original number. He's going to make all things new. I'm going to bear some beetles when we get to heaven, amen. Hallelujah. But in the plan of God, Brother Hired, I'm glad I'm included. I'm glad I'm included in the plan of God. Listen, if you're here lost tonight, I want you to know God got you included too. The Bible said God's long-suffering us, we're not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. You're included. He wants you included. He don't want you to miss out on heaven. You're included. God provides. He provides salvation. He provides forgiveness. He provides blessing. I'm telling in the plans of God. Huh? He provides. Hallelujah. Listen, just like this story tonight. The prophet done what God said. A lot of it didn't make no sense. And Brother Anthony, even right in the middle of obedience, the book dried up. Right in the middle of obedience, the plan was changed. Right in the middle of obedience, he saw the poverty of the widow. She didn't have plenty. She was in deep poverty. But I'll tell you what, because of obedience, God provided. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this message. And Lord, I pray that this message warm the hearts of your children. Father, I pray, dear Lord, tonight, Lord, whatever needs to be done here tonight, I pray, Father, Lord, obedience will be what will be done. I pray we'd obey the message, obey the Holy Spirit of God, obey from our heart the will of God. Lord, help us, dear Father, tonight, young and old. The Lord might assure our heart to God that, Lord, we've obeyed all that you've beckoned and Lord, bid us to do. And I praise you tonight for blessing me, Lord, as I preach this message tonight. Lord, I realize just how great a God you are. Lord, I'm glad you're sitting on the throne that's high above all thrones. I'm glad, Lord, even though this world's in total chaos, Lord, you're still in control. And I pray, dear Father, tonight you'll help us tonight in Jesus' name in this invitation. Amen. I'd ask everybody to stand tonight. Please consider what's been said tonight. I want you to know that's in the Bible, not just to take up space, but that's in the Bible to encourage you to believe God, to trust Him. I know people are struggling. I know it's hard to make ends meet. But I know who holds tomorrow. Go ahead, Brother Melton. I'm just rattling on.
128.
You got me tonight without hesitation at all. Without even letting the devil talk you out of you. Just step out and come on down. I'll pray with you. Man, I ain't nobody, but I'll tell you one thing. I know God. I know how to pray. We'll get down there and we'll just pray to God. You need to come. Come. Appreciate Alice and Emily. They kind of went in overtime with us tonight. Appreciate them being here. Why not? Oh, why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Why not tonight? Why not? May not. We see through a glass darkly. Old song said, maybe it's you, maybe it's me. Someone will be called out to face eternity. Why take a chance? Why not now? Right now. Just come on. Come on down. Come on down tonight. Don't hesitate. Just come on down. Bless you, Brother Alvin, Sister Emmeline. Appreciate you so much coming by. Come on. Why? Not tonight. Will thou be saved? Then why not tonight? What song speaks tonight? It speaks tonight, our tradition. You know, if you ain't gonna do it tonight, what you need to do, you ain't gonna do it tomorrow neither. You ain't gonna do it next week or the week after. That's why you need to do it now. If you do now, you'll find out God's a now God. He'll do His now. He'll do your now. Tonight. Come on. Oh, why not tonight? God said, try me and prove me. God said, call upon me. I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. There's so much about God we don't know. Man, He's still doing miracles and wonders today. Why not tonight? Come on! Said the Lord refuses none. That means you and me. I accept it in the beloved. by this token that Jesus on the cross beat down recognition. He said, Father, forgive them. And the Bible said, even as God, for Christ's sake, forgives us. You can get forgiveness tonight. You can get saved tonight. You come in at this altar, get somebody by the hand, say, let's go. I need to get to Jesus. I need to talk to the Lord tonight. You'll find out, buddy, God provides. Amen. He sends salvation in oceans of it. Amen. It's not like it's a scarce commodity. It's not like there's just so many on the shelf. I'm telling you right now, God's got enough grace to save all of humanity and then some. Jesus beckons you to come. The Bible said, I like what Brother Philip said. He said, the church bids you to come. The Spirit bids you to come. He's using that scripture out of Revelation. The bride says, come. Spirit says, come. Let him thirst. Let him come. I want you to know there's all kind of people beckoning you to come. Why don't you come tonight? You tell me, why don't you come? I don't have an explanation or anything other than you ought to put some feet on it right now. Make your way down here and say, hey, somebody pray with me. I need to get to Jesus tonight. I should have done it. And I'll tell you one thing, He's reachable. He's not somewhere off on a vacation. I'll tell you right now, He's here tonight. He's here tonight. Won't you come? Come on.
I'm worthy of sin.
Come on.
Pardon.
Get somebody by the hand and say, come on, I need to get to Jesus. Never been a better time than now. Abraham said God provided himself a sacrifice. He did, Carolyn. He took our place on the cross. Provided himself a sacrifice. Won't you come tonight? I ain't going to beg you. I'm just pleading. Jesus is pleading. Bless you, Brother Richard. All right, who's got a word on your heart tonight? Man, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to start bringing some hand grenades and light some sticks of dynamite and throw them, see if I can get somebody to move. Amen. Anybody got a word on your heart tonight? Appreciate you coming. We had a good crowd tonight. Good spirit here tonight. Man, I don't know about you, but I got blessed tonight. Just thinking about my Lord and my God. Now He does provide. Man, He makes a way where there is no way.
Amen.
Bless you, Molly.
That's a good message, ain't there? It says, to Him their soul unite if they come to Him.
Yeah.
Believe, obey, the work is done.
That's right.
Faith, save the faith.
Bless you, Brother Melvin. Amen. Good message in that song. Most of those songs, they've got a story behind them. And boy, it's amazing. I had a book one time that told some of the stories behind some of those great songs, some of those hymns. They come out of tragedies and troubles and, man, just unbelievable. Those songs are just monumental when you know the story behind them. Has anybody got a word on your heart tonight?
I love you. The Lord tonight, and I thank You for the blood. I remember the day that He applied that to my heart.
Bless you, Mom.
I remember the load that I carried.
Yeah. Same here.
I remember how it took
it. Yeah.
Bless.
God bless you, Mom.
I love
you. Amen.
And the people that don't really know Him, they don't know what
you're
missing.
Amen.
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 There's nothing too small or too big that He can't do.
Bless you, Molly.
I love Him tonight. I praise His
name. Amen.
The world is coming against us. But stand tall.
Amen.
Looking up.
Amen.
He's a returning.
There he is.
Nothing's going to stop His returning.
That's right.
And if you end up in hell, it's your own fault. It's nobody else's.
We was riding around doing some business this afternoon. They played that tape, Leroy Hammond, about hell. It's a tremendous tape. And I talked about you could hear these screams from down there in hell. You could hear people literally down there screaming because of the torments of hell. Talked about this doctor that used to take people that was dead and try to massage their heart and bring them back to life. And one man said, don't stop, I'm in hell. It scared that doctor. And he went home, got his Bible out and read his Bible, got saved, that doctor did. And he delivered that man over to somebody else. I mean, he's lost himself. And he went home, got his Bible out and ended up getting saved and wrote a book about Beyond This Door. I have read that book. As lazy as I am, sorry I am, I did read that book, Beyond Death's Door. I read it. Good book. But Molly's talking about that burden. I remember that day the burden rolled off of me. That was wild. I left a footprint, man. I was walking on cloud, it felt like. Amen. It's wonderful. Sure is. I like to go through it again, but you're going to do it one time. But boy, what's wonderful one time, amen. Who else got a word on your heart tonight?
The thing will still come against you, but you've got somebody to help you through that.
That's right.
As long as you've got Christ in your heart, He'll lead you all the way.
Bless you, Molly. Amen. Well said. She's right. Things will come against you. The Bible said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened. I mean, it's just common for Christians to suffer. I mean, just because you're saved don't mean you won't suffer. But the good thing is, we've got grace. Amen.
Amen.
Grace to bear it. Amen. God told Paul, He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul said, I'd rather glory in my infirmities. He found out, He said, when I'm weak, I'm strong. And anyway, lots of suffering. We'll probably have a hard time understanding. I don't mind my little pain no more. I'm just glad to know why now. I'd help the bunch just knowing why. Like I said, it's a bittersweet thing. At least I know why I've been through what I've been through this week. It makes sense now. For a while, I have to admit, I was saying, Lord, where are you at in this? Why is this going on?
Old Joe sold out to God so much that he can still praise Him.
Yeah,
he did. He's a man of God, wasn't he?
He sure did. Monumental. Yeah. Praised God.
Yeah, that's
suffering.
Right. Yeah.
He sure did.
I always praise God, don't matter how it is. It's in the valley.
Bless you,
Lord. Always.
She got it on her tonight. Amen. I'm up here just getting blessed. Hallelujah.
He said, God will take us through anything.
Yeah, He will.
He's
the
whisperer. He'll take us through
it.
Don't throw in the towel. Keep on going.
Bless you, Mom.
That's right. Yeah. I love you tonight.
Amen.
And all day, it was just a feeling in my heart. I could just feel His return so close. And I know He's coming back.
Amen.
He's coming back right now. I know
He
is.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on Him.
Amen. Well said there. I am too, sis. Are we done tonight? I love you tonight. Thank you for coming. And if you got a testimony or praise or anything, we'll certainly give place for that. But if not, we'll be dismissed. And hope you got a blessing tonight. Hope you were encouraged tonight by the word of the Lord. The Bible says we got a great cloud of witnesses. And those cloud of witnesses show us that God, He's not just the God of the mountain. He's God in the valley too. Amen.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, you just read through there and you'll find out He was more than enough. Or whatever rose up. He was more than enough. He caused water to come out of a rock. Never so much water as said Jordan overflowed. Amen. Amen. Alright. Let's be dismissed. Brother Anthony, you care to dismiss this word of prayer, brother?
Father, thank you for this service. I just want to ask you if you gathered and go out today.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Bless. Amen. Amen.